Well, you know, Del McCurry was playing banjo the first time I heard him play with Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys, and he was offered the job as banjo picker. Now, something weird happened. The day he showed up to take the job, a few months later, there was another banjo picker there. Two banjo players showed up. And Bill tried them both out on guitar and singing. And the end result was this: the banjo player was William Bradford Keith. And the guitar player and lead singer was this man here, the great Del McCurry. Now, you know, I'd say Bill Monroe did a good job of putting you in that position. You know?
Well, you know, I lost out to a great banjo player. I didn't know it at the time, but I really did. He set a pattern in banjo playing at that time. In 1963, and the thing about it was, you know, Bill Monroe was on a major, big major label, Decca Records, and so what Bill Keith did, or Brad Keith did at the time, Bill said, what is your full name, Bill? And he said, William Bradford Keith. He said, we'll call you Brad. Because there was already one Bill in the Bluegrass Boys, and his name was Bill Monroe, you know. But you know what, I really, once I heard him play, I thought, that's the guy for the job. You know, I lost out to the better man.
Well, I don't know about that, but, you know, Bill Keith was one of the reasons I always loved coming here every year. And we lost him last year. And I want to dedicate this whole set to William Bradford Keith, one of the bluegrass greats. Now, of course, you know, a lot of these young kids, they love bluegrass music. They all, of course, want to be mandolin players or banjo players or fiddle players or dobro players. But, you know, there are very few that want to be good old solid rhythm guitar players, which I think is an underappreciated job here. I just want to thank this guy for pounding all that rhythm through all these years. Now, in addition to that rhythm, you know, a lot of these bluegrass rhythm guitar players also play these really cool runs that kind of connect the chords together and they fill in the bass kind of runs, and you know, such as the Lester Flat G run. You know? What could be simpler, you know? Or the Red Smiley D run, you know? Jimmy Martin had a G run, you know? There you go. In fact, thinking about it, all those guys had the runs. At one time or another. Well, we've put together a little instrumental to help illustrate some of these runs and feature Del on some of this stuff. So we'd like to play for you the G-Man, the G-Run Blues.